We're going to Masechtas Zvachim. We are in the 13th parak. We're up to Mishnah Hay. The Mishnah tells us Hamakriv Kedoshim Ve'imareihem B'chutz Chayiv. In the event that a person would sacrifice outside of the Beis Hamikdash, this is what this entire parak is discussing, sacrificial parts, the Imareihem, but also Kedoshim, which is referring to the part of the carbon which one is actually supposed to eat, which means even if you would have been in the Beit HaMikdash, it was not supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach. So the fact that you brought it outside and had it burned on the Mizbeach was a mistake on its own. And the question is, the fact that you put that on the Mizbeach, which is not fit to be on the Mizbeach to begin with, will that cause that you will no longer be obligated for having brought the sacrificial parts? The Mishnah says, Chayiv. You are still going to be obligated. Because after all, since you did bring the sacrificial parts, even though part of the offering that you brought was wrong, was not something which was ever sacrificed, nonetheless you're chayiv for bringing that which you shouldn't have. And we will not say that the meat which was supposed to be eaten, which is connected to the sacrificial parts, is a chatzitza between the sacrificial parts and the fire of this outside altar, because we'd say that it's min b'mino, it's the same animal, and since it's the same animal, that's not considered to be a chatzitza. Mincha shalom nikbitza dekriva v'chutz potter. We know when it comes to the flour offering, it's necessary, just as in order to offer an animal must be first slaughtered, so too you must first remove the kemitza, which, as we discussed many times, is a scooping with the three middle fingers, the flour. Now, if a person did not do this kemitza, then brought forth all of this flour offering, b'chutz, outside on an illegal altar, potter. In that situation, you would not be punished. The reason is because if you would have brought this offering on the Mizbeach, in the Beis HaMikdash, that's also improper. And therefore, the form of the Avodah, you would only get punished when you do the form of the Avodah, instead of in the Beis HaMikdash, outside. And you would say, well, the reality is, obviously, in this whole mixture of this flour offering is the Kemitza, because you're going to take it out. The reality is, since you did not take it out, that part of the Avodah was not performed, therefore you're potter. The last part of the Mishnah says that kumatzu v'chazer kumtzu l'soicha v'griva b'chutz chayiv. Now let's say you did the kemitza, you took out the flour, and for whatever reason it fell back into this larger mixture of flour, and therefore it all mixed back together. The reality is, since at least you took it out, you did separate it, v'griva b'chutz, now that you would take this and bring it to an illegal altar outside the Beis HaMikdash, chayiv, in that situation you would be punished, you would be held accountable for such a thing.